Mike Johnson pushing for a vote on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its outlook for the global economy, saying the world appears headed for a soft landing, reining in inflation without much economic pain and producing steady, if modest, growth. The flame that is to burn at the Paris Olympics has been kindled at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece. The flame will next be carried from the ruined temples and sports grounds of ancient Olympia by a relay of torchbearers. That 11-day journey through Greece will culminate with the handover in Athens to Paris 2024 organizers. The Dow ahead 4 points. The NASDAQ now down 28. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another warm, dry day today. More like late May than mid-April. Today's high temperature in the middle 80s again. Limited sunshine with the sun filtering through some high clouds. Cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, most of us should stay dry with a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Then a little warmer, 86 on Thursday with the sun and cloud mix. Widely scattered showers holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
State lawmakers in the Alabama House have passed a bill that bans vaping for anyone under the age of 21. The bill passed with a unanimous vote and now heads over to the state Senate. However, there are only 8 days left to the legislative session, and a similar ban was passed last year by the House only to die in the state Senate. HB 65 was offered by Democrat state lawmaker Barbara Drummond and requires retailers to not sell vape products to anyone under 21 and to place those products in areas not accessible to those under the age of 21. This bill has also allocated resources for the enforcement of the law to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The co-owner of a vape shop in Birmingham, Dylan Gilbert, told 1819 News that this bill would set up a monopoly for big tobacco products and close down smaller vape shops. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
Governor Ivey was seen this past Monday night at an event for Republican runoff candidate Caroline Dobson. Today is the actual runoff vote between Dobson and Dick Brubaker as they seek the Republican nomination to run for the 2nd Congressional District. Ivey has not publicly endorsed a GOP candidate in this race, and the governor's spokeswoman Gina Miola says that Ivey and the Dobson family have been longtime friends. And the quarterback who played alongside Joe Namath for the Crimson Tide has died at the age of 79. Steve Sloan went on to spend many years coaching at colleges in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Texas. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
It was a Nazi! It was a Nazi!
Hold on to your butt.
Shut up, silly woman.
Joey Clark.
Welcome. Final hour of news and views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe, folks, there to the YouTube channel, Joey Clark Live, or follow me on the X platform at the Joey Clark. Now, in a second, I'm going to go to one of my favorite commentators that's out there in the world today. One of these days, I want to sit down and talk to him. And in fact, I'm thinking of making a list, calling my shot, of all the different folks I would like to talk to on this show or even in other venues. And that guy's name I'm thinking of right now is Coleman Hughes. We played a clip that went viral of his when he was on The View. But then he was on the brand new Firing Line, which is a little more, is it Miss Hoover there? She's a smart cookie and knows how to push back, do a good interview. So we will listen to Coleman talking about, well, a call for actual end-to-race politics and how, well, the politicization of race in America, even when you think you're politicizing it in a good direction, nope, it's just going to bring back all the same old damn problems that have bedeviled this society for too long when it comes to the question of race. You know, people keep saying, when you have that conversation about race, well, I'll play a little bit of one in just a second. The beautiful thing is there are a lot of conversations going on about race. And I think there are a lot of reasonable people from a lot of different perspectives. But it's usually the folks who very vehemently, very confidently say we need to have a conversation about race. It's like, it sounds like you just want to use it as a cudgel. And you don't actually want everyday people talking to one another and talking through these issues. It seems you already have an outcome you prefer. But we'll get to that in a second. Because first, I want to go to what is one of the dumbest ideas I've seen in a while from the House here in the great state of Alabama. You know, they cut the grocery tax. Great idea. Didn't cut it enough, but you should have cut it even more. But you cut it. Thanks for cutting it a little bit. You know, removing the tax on overtime. Didn't mind that at all. In fact, I appreciate the bipartisan support from somebody like an Anthony Daniels. I appreciate that Alabama has low property taxes. Though we're kind of middle of the pack when you add up everything else. But there's this push now by the House of Representatives here in the great state of Alabama. Two bills. One to raise the state's online sales tax from 8% to 9.3%. And the other to provide a one-day tax holiday on certain recreational supplies.
So we're going to take one tax off and add it back. But House Bill 258, sponsored by State Rep Chris England, would match the tax collected by online retailers, also called the Simplified Seller's Use Tax, to current cumulative sales tax rates in Alabama. HB 258 is reliant on the passage of House Bill 257 by State Rep Joe LaVorne, which creates the one-day sales tax holiday. Currently, the state imposes a 4% sales tax for retailers. County and municipal taxes bring the state's average sales tax rate to 9.3%. The online tax rate would be recalculated every 5 years, but the initial increase would be just 1.33%. The fiscal note attached to the bill calculates a total of $121 million in extra state revenue. You have enough revenue. So that's not, we don't have a revenue problem in the state of Alabama by any means. 65% of the revenue would go to municipalities with a preference for areas with a population of 50,000 folks or more. 15% would go to counties and 20% would go to the Alabama State Department of Education. Because again, it's not like they're hungry for money. Does every frickin' tax have to go into the ETF to be sunk into not teaching kids anything? But y'all believe, y'all just go ahead and believe in your institutions. They're the only ones we gotta believe in them. But during the public hearing, the Alabama League of Municipalities and the Alabama Retail Association spoke in favor of the bill. Initially, England's bill did not allocate any money to schools. However, England amended the bill at the urging of public school interests, who spoke during a public hearing 2 weeks ago. But HB 257 and 258 are on the House's special order calendar for today. Reaction to the bill has been mixed. England and House Education Budget Chairman Danny Garrett say the legislation will drive more people to local retailers. Opponents have opposed any tax increase in general, pointing to increased costs across the board paired with rampant inflation, right? Raising the online sales tax to match the sales tax of local cities could cause an endless cycle of raising taxes. If cities and counties are concerned about their local businesses being competitive, they should lower their local sales tax rate to create better free market competition. Amen. Other members of the House who spoke to Craig Monger of 1819 News said the bill would have plenty of votes against it. Most expect the bill to pass in the Republican supermajority House, but that remains uncertain. Several members of the Senate told Craig Monger of 1819 News that the bill would face an uphill battle should it pass the House, as it should. Dadgummit, as soon as we remove one tax, you throw more on! And the government taking money from others and giving it to then municipalities, other government, that doesn't make anything fair. And the reason you're losing at the local level of your retailer is not because of the frickin' tax rates. People aren't going to Amazon. It's like, whoa, look, the taxes are so much lower. No, they're going to Amazon because they actually have what they want. Using the government to try to make something like this fair in terms of economic interest at the local level, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. It's going to crowd out actual entrepreneurship. It's not going to really help the mom and pops at the end of the day. It's just going to put more money into the government for them to waste while they call their corruption public service. What a joke. 272-9228. Just wanted to get that off my chest because when I saw that headline today, I'm like, really? We're going there? Please, take off more taxes. Stop taking money from us. It's not yours. It's not yours at all. And it's fascinating to me, this idea that, well, you know, it's only private greed that's the problem. The government's never greedy. We in the public sector, we're serving. What? When did human nature change all of a sudden? Like, people who make their living off stealing from other people are better than the folks who don't steal? Is that what changed? Or you just have to camouflage your stealing? We'll be so much better if the government can take another 1.3%. Everything will be fair. Joke. It's a freaking joke. That said, it is runoff election day here in the brand new district, too. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, get out there. Your vote will probably make a difference. A low turnout expected, so if you surprise the folks putting out those projections and expectations, your vote could end up mattering a lot more than a normal election. So get out there and vote if you're so interested. Again, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. You're on there. Who's this?
Bob.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
It's how disgusting, Joey. When the legislature put out the sales tax reduction on groceries, Millbrook, Alabama, right before it went into effect, and of course, they read the law and understood, they dropped 0.25% on groceries, but they went up 1% on everything else. So actually, you see what the people lost? They lost the 1% on everything. So really, the whole effect of what the legislature was trying to do on groceries was negated heavily. I mean, it's just insane. And what's crazy, they didn't need the money.
Right.
It's just...
Here's the deal. You could always ask, hey, Bob, do you want, $20? Like, right now? It's like, yes. Everybody will always accept, here's some more money. We just play off this fiction that taxes are some voluntary thing we all agreed to. No, you're literally stealing from folks. Money doesn't grow on trees. This is not a free lunch. You're taking it out of somebody else's paycheck. It's just...
It's simple economics. When you start overspending and overprinting money, that means your money is worth less every time you overprint it. So you really didn't gain anything. You lost.
Right.
Exactly. Simple economics. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Bob. Line 3, you're on there. Who's this?
Joey, hello. It's Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. This conversation just really lights the fire. Everybody needs to get on board with the fair tax. Quit paying income tax until you buy something. You make $1,000 in the week, take home $1,000. Pay taxes when you buy something. It makes perfect sense.
Well, I would love to get rid of the income tax. That, I think, is one of the most heinous things that's happened. And, it was sold as it's only be 1%, 2% on the uber wealthy. Yeah, okay.
Have you read the fair tax?
I remember the idea that's been pushed for a while. I think it's an interesting approach.
Read the book. Read the book, Joey. It's easy. It's easy. It's a paperback. It's the most researched bill ever produced. But it will take so much power away from the idiots in Congress, they will never pass it of their own accord.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable change and a big one that could probably get a lot done. It solves a lot of tariff problems. It solves a lot of, like you're suggesting, the loopholes. And
politicians didn't come up with it. Business people that were tired of paying extravagant amounts to their accountants to figure out the tax code every year, engaged a bunch of experts to do the research to come up with a different approach. They actually thought that they would end up with some type of flat tax, but the consensus was the fair tax was the best way to approach it, and ultimately the fairest way to approach it. And under that plan, every single person that buys something in the United States pays into the tax system. Today, I mean, people who visit here, tourists, underworld people, they skip all that. But if you buy something, you pay into the system.
Well, there you go. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Hey, thanks, Joey.
Again, that is Wayne. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Hope you're doing all right, sir. We got to hit a break. And again, Coleman Hughes, one of my favorite commentators out there in the world, on all sorts of topics. He's great on the topic of race and politics and just race in general. But he's also fantastic on music and so many other philosophical pursuits one might entertain. Coleman's, I think, a bright star rising as we speak. So we'll get to that clip in just a second. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And their Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that fantastic team, they're ready to help you out. And tis the season, folks. The mosquitoes are coming back with a vengeance. If you actually want to enjoy your backyard or, say, the front porch, well, you don't want to have to spray yourself with off or light the candles. You clearly can't get tiki torches anymore. We all know what that means. Why not have Pest Pro come out, treat your yard, and you're going to be mosquito-free. Even if you got that sweet meat that the little mosquitoes love. No, Pest Pro will take care of them. And, of course, also with it getting a little hotter, a little more wet outside, termites will be coming back. So will fire ants. Wasps will be coming alive. All these critters that you realize were dormant during the winter, they're coming back. So if you need some, like, emergency problem fixed, or you're just looking to do some basic preventative maintenance, Pest Pro Services is the place to call. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley, that great team, that Joey, that fella on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Folks, especially here in the Montgomery area, an Amber Alert just went out, I'm sure you noticed. But this Amber Alert says, Caden Perryman, 5-year-old black male abducted. Abductor is believed to be 13-year-old driving a white 2011 Chevrolet Equinox. Last seen near Gibbs Village in Montgomery. Direction of travel is unknown at this time. So if you see a kind of 2011 era Chevrolet Equinox, 5-year-old abducted by a 13-year-old, please report it to authorities. We'll be right back.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Food, we got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the fun. You can call it that. Now, as promised, I believe this is firing line with Margaret Hoover is her name, I believe. But she's sitting down with, again, one of my favorite commentators in the world right now. That's Coleman Hughes. And this bodes to be a pretty good snippet of their conversation. Let's listen in together.
A lot of your work and also the work in the book debunks or argues against arguments that Robin DiAngelo, Abraham X. Kendi have posited in their arguments for anti-racism. Mm-hmm. You label them neo-racists. Mm-hmm. What is a neo-racist?
Yeah, so they've billed themselves as anti-racists. And in my view, their philosophy is straightforwardly racist, according to the definition of racism used by the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King, in his final book, defined racism as a doctrine of congenital inferiority of a people. He took it for granted that all groups of people could be racist. More than once in his life, he said that black supremacy would be equally evil as white supremacy. So, applying that definition to someone like Robin DiAngelo, who says in her book, "I strive to be less white, and by be less white, I mean be less ignorant." Okay, so that is a straightforward claim that whiteness equals ignorance. I mean, that is racist according to my definition of racism. Let's call a spade here and call out racism when we see it.
In response to calls for colorblindness, Kendi writes, "The moment we stop identifying by race is the moment we cannot see racial inequality.
Oh, goodness.
The moment we can't see racism is the moment racism and white domination becomes eternal." So what do you say to this argument that prioritizing colorblindness puts racial progress at risk?
No, I think it's precisely backwards. The difference between me and Kendi is that his definition of racism, which is extremely radical, is that if black people are 13% of the population and white people are, say, 60%, black people should be 13% of every possible domain of value in American society. 13% of cops, 13% of teachers, 13% of wealth, 13% of prisoners, and on and on and on. And likewise, white people should be 60% of everything. I think that's an absurd and really dangerous definition of racism, because what it justifies is a kind of top-down, heavy-handed manipulation of policies to discriminate against one race and discriminate in favor of another race until the end of time, until this mythical moment where we get to equal outcomes, which will never, ever, ever happen.
Right. Exactly right. And that's just a little taste of that, I think, full interview with Coleman Hughes. But he's absolutely correct. Well, and it's the same problem hardcore communists and socialists made in bygone eras. And again, this is just essentially race Marxism. But equality, if that's your, like, eternal goal, and by equality, we mean, like, equal outcomes in a particular proportional way, you'll never get it. Because what usually ends up happening, in fact, there were members of Congress wanting to create essentially a racial equity department in the federal government. It would give immense power to certain people to make things fair for everybody else. It's the basic plot of George Orwell's Animal Farm, that all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. And those who are more equal will then continue to arbitrarily change the rules as they grope towards an ideal that will never be realized. So the revolution will never be over. Your little petty inconveniences, things that you worry about like freedom, free speech, like being able to buy and sell as you wish, being able to think what you want, to go unmolested by government thugs throughout your life, these are petty bourgeois conveniences or white false consciousness that needs to be done away with. Your ignorance needs to be done away with, and we need to redistribute wealth in an equal and equitable fashion for all. But again, everybody spouting that will have immensely unequal powers to reign over everybody else. And there's the rub. I think sadly, though it's just reality, maybe it's not that sad, the rule is inequality in this world. And you can try to grope towards equality before the law. You can try to have a pure rule of law where it isn't the arbitrary whims of men that controls you on the basis of race or anything else. But when you start saying the law needs to be used as a bloody axe to hew through every problem society has, and you say, in fact, we need to make the law treat people unequally to create equal outcomes, enter a space where there is no final state. It's just a blank check to do whatever the hell you want. Instead, I think we should embrace inequality. And men are better or worse based on their own character, their own individual character, their own individual merits that they provide. It's not based on their intelligence. Certainly, sure as hell, not based on their race or their sex. Not because you're part of the right political party, yada, yada, yada. No, men are better or worse. People are unequal based on their actual shaping of themselves. At least that's what I believe. And yet you will hear charlatans from the left and the right tell you that you must get on board with the latest thing. And you know what? There are some people that love it. Some people who love their shackles, who love being told what to do and be part of something that they're not necessarily responsible for, but they're a part of. Instead, when you tell folks, no, you are responsible for your life. No matter what oppression, what indignity or injustice is thrown your way, you're still responsible for your own life. And it takes an amazing ability to say, you know what, that person's better than me. Or maybe if I think I'm better than that person, I'll still show them honor and dignity. That's the kicker, folks. Even in trying to find equality in this world, you just end up recreating the hierarchy. You strive for equality and you end up making things unequal. It's sort of a problem that always bedevils us. So I appreciate somebody as young as a Coleman Hughes pointing out that there might be this thing called individual dignity. And that human dignity can be achieved, even in the worst of situations. And human dignity cannot be reduced down to, let's check to see, like, how many people are in this profession? What's the wealth distribution in the society? That's a heck of a way to treat people. You're not treating them like human beings with dignity. You're treating them like insects to be collected and organized, like a fish tank. And if that's what justice is, well, I don't want any part of it. Consider me on the side of the devil, if that's what justice is. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, hey, we got another break. But this part of the program, before we hit the break, brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Well, Bo has been helping folks here in the River Region real estate market, helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. It's getting close to 50, four-plus decades there at the Goodson Group. They've been working here in the River Region real estate market. And then at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying or selling a home, and you especially need their expertise in a market like this, they also have management services available should you want to rent out your home. It's a great idea here in this market to invest in rental or to convert one home you have into a rental. But it can be a pain in the butt to manage it yourself, especially if you don't know what you're doing. Why not, for a reasonable fee, have the Goodson Group do it for you? And then the Goodson Group is also home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. This is the crown jewel there, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs in the state of Alabama because of, well, all the success. There have been so many folks who have graduated from Bo's class. It meets every Thursday night still. Again, a very reasonable fee to sign up for the course. And a lot of folks who have gone through that course, graduated, become licensed realtors, or just more knowledgeable private players. And they've found success here in the River Region, but throughout the state and people throughout the country. Bo Goodson is just that good. You can learn directly from him. So check him out today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give him a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Clark.
Welcome back. Now, I want to change up here and go to somebody who I think is a true rising star within the freshman class there in the United States Senate. It's a man. And that man is J.D. Vance of Ohio. I think this is a guy who is truly America first. He's a guy who I think truly understands the moment we live in as a nation. And that's why I want to go to him, making the case for, well, actually getting our own house in order instead of continuing to fund more and more wars abroad with money we don't have to accomplish what exactly? So without further ado, here's J.D. Vance. Talking to, let's hope it's not Jake Tapper, probably is. It's CNN State of the Union. Let's listen in together, folks.
What Fetterman might say were he here is Putin was getting a lot of things that he wanted out of Donald Trump, so he didn't need to be as hostile. Donald Trump was clearly more friendly to him than other presidents have been, one way or the other, but also Donald Trump was more hostile to NATO.
I don't think that's right, Jake. What I think Donald Trump did is he engaged in strategic deterrence. You have to negotiate sometimes even with bad people, even with your enemies, but you have to deter those people. And if you engage in smart deterrence like Donald Trump did, he doesn't invade countries like Ukraine. So I don't buy that argument, but I understand why Democrats repeat that talking point.
Well, let me ask you about Ukraine.
Sure.
Because you wrote an op-ed in the New York Times saying that you don't think it makes sense, the Biden pitch for aid to Ukraine. You've been accused of appeasement. You've been accused of surrender. Even the National Review had a column about that. And again, I'm going to get to Iran and Israel, which I know is a big pressing.
How many years have they been accusing their foreign policy opponents, the establishment there in Washington, as appeasement? Can we pull our head out of the ass of the 1930s? Let's continue on.
Interesting story. But I do want you to address that because the National Review is basically saying that your solution to the problem of Russia invading a sovereign nation, Ukraine, is
National
to just
Review,
surrender.
What a joke.
Are they wrong?
No, look, my solution to the problem is to rebuild our own country. The reason that we're in this position, Jake, is because we're stretched way too thin. We're stretched way too thin. And the number of weapon systems that we need, the Ukraine needs, that Taiwan needs, that Israel needs, and we can't do all of these things at once. So when you're stretched too thin, you've got to focus and you've got to rebuild your own country. Let's take just one of those weapon systems that we're talking about, 155-millimeter artillery shells. The Russians currently have a 5-to-1 advantage over the Ukrainians. The Israelis will need this stuff. The Taiwanese need this stuff. And of course, America needs this stuff. Can we possibly fight all of those conflicts at once? No, the math just doesn't make sense. So what we should be doing is with Ukraine, encouraging them to take a defensive posture, not these disastrous counteroffensive the Biden administration has been promoting.
The counteroffensive is within Ukraine, though. The counteroffensive is within Ukraine. They're not seeking land from Russia. In fact, just today...
I'm not passing judgment on the morality of what they're doing. Of course, it's their territory, Jake, but you have to acknowledge military reality on the ground. If they're going to waste a ton of money, a ton of lives, and a ton of ammunition on a counteroffensive strategy, but a defensive strategy might actually work, we've got to choose the strategy that might actually work.
But the counteroffensive is within Ukrainian territory. Just today, Zelensky was suggesting that the strike by Iran on Israel should serve as a wake-up call in terms of this greater battle, and maybe you disagree with people who see it this way, between autocracies and democracies, Israel being a democracy, as is Ukraine, Iran and Russia being...
But what point is Jake Tapper making here?
Well, but the counteroffensives were inside you. Yeah, we know you dope. How'd those work out? How did that summer offensive work out? It didn't work out well. But we've got to do it because it's the morally right thing to do.
That's, I guess, the only time we bring that up is during foreign policy. Damn the actual result that you're getting. But I think J.D. Vance is holding his own quite well. Keep going, J.D.
Autocracies. What do you say to that?
Well, I think foreign policy is not a nursery rhyme, and it should serve as a wake-up call, but it should serve as a wake-up call that we have to rebuild our own industrial base. Let's take another weapon system that's really important. The Patriot Interceptor system almost definitely saved a lot of Israeli lives last night. The Ukrainians want thousands of those per year. Do you know how many we manufacture in a year, Jake? 550. Mm. We cannot possibly, I've repeated this for years now, we cannot possibly support Ukraine and Israel and our own defense needs in the way that these guys demand. So I think we should focus. I think Israel is a much closer ally, is a much more core American national security interest. And of course, we got to focus on ourselves. That means encouraging the Ukrainians to take a defensive strategy. This is really important, Jake, because you're going to hear a lot of calls across Washington, D.C. that we now have to pass the supplemental.
Right.
But if we pass the Ukraine and Israel supplemental and send a ton of weapons to Ukraine that the Israelis need, we're actually weakening Israel in the name of helping them. It doesn't make any sense. Well, the supplemental, it ignores mathematical reality.
The supplemental, which your leader, Senator McConnell, has called on the House to pass, the supplemental contains money for Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. So it's not a question of either or, it's a question of both.
I think it is a question of either or, Jay, because it's not about the money again, it's about the weapons. If we pass the supplemental, we go from making 550 Patriot Interceptors to 650. That's 100 more, and the world needs thousands of these things. So really, it goes back to the basic math of this. If you don't make enough weapons to fight three wars, you've got to figure out how to focus. And my proposal is we focus on ourselves and we focus on our closest allies.
So let's talk about...
No, I'm done with Jake Tapper. That's enough from Jake. Man, the corporate press really is miserable. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I think J.D. Vance did a great job holding his own. Good job, J.D. But this is what they always do. They bring it back to, isn't it the morally right thing? It's like, it's not morally right to be practically wrong. It's not right at all. And getting tens of thousands of people dead to accomplish what again? It's not exactly a great moral posture. Gotta love the government. They're always like, sacrifice on our behalf. Well, on behalf of your country. It's not us you're sacrificing for. It's the country that you love so much. Uh-huh, is it? I've got a feeling a lot of the stuff you
got people to sign up for when they joined the armed forces, thinking like, I'm going to do like dad did and my grandfather did before me because I love this country and I love the values it stands for. And then you send them on a ride that doesn't defend the values of this country. That in fact impoverishes this country, puts this country in a worse position than we've been, I think, in our entire history. And by the way, gets a lot of people rich. It ain't the folks putting on the uniform and going to the front lines. But, you know, we're the indisputable, indispensable. We're good, guys. We won the Cold War, right, man, right? Well, the Cold War ended over 40 years ago. And look where we are now under the current leadership. Just don't buy it. And I appreciate voices like J.D. Vance trying to engage and make the arguments with more of your corporate establishment types. We'll see if the needle starts moving in the other direction. How about this? Let me go to line one first. Hey, you're on there. Who's this?
It's just Sparky.
Hey, man.
All things considered, how do we know where the money goes when we give it to the Ukraine? We trust them that much, and we're worried about their border and the hell with ours?
Well, and a lot of this is money will not even go overseas. It'll be plowed into military contractors here at home. So that's, and then some stuff will be sent over to Ukraine. And yeah, is there a very robust way to inspect where everything is? It's all been accounted for? Of course not. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. And money? Who's got money?
Right.
We don't. And the more we give to these other people, the weaker we are. We're just aching to be taken.
Exactly right.
Thanks, Joey.
Appreciate it. Gotta love hearing from Sparky. Gotta hit a break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. And again, go by 119 Brown Springs Road. See that brand new showroom. It looks absolutely fantastic. The remodel they've done over there. And right now, if you go to their Facebook page, you can check out some of Josh Ryder's custom designed jewelry. They have a custom jewelry studio there at Dillon Rings. This one piece I'm looking at is just absolutely gorgeous. Now, it could be you inherited something, and of course you want to hold on to it as a keepsake, but you want to update the sense of fashion, its sense of style for a more modern taste. Well, Josh Ryder can do that. Or maybe you have multiple pieces of jewelry you inherited. You're not always going to wear them. You can actually combine multiple pieces of jewelry, make it a everyday wearing sort of thing. Or it could be you had a dream and you want to create something that's more poignant to remember a loved one you lost or celebrate your own, say, birth and becoming a mother or a father. Or it could be you want to have some fun and you want to have some funky fresh medallions made to go out on the town and, you know, live your best life or something like that. Whatever the reason, Josh Ryder can make your dream a reality when it comes to custom-made jewelry. So check them out today. You can always go to DillonRings.com or, again, go to the Book of Faces or just search on Instagram for Dillon Rings. But I really encourage you to, again, stop by that brand-new showroom, 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell them that that Joey fella, that idiot on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back. Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. I missed Eddie today, but I appreciate all the guests stopping by early in the show over the stream. And, well, I've been trying to get a hold of Ray Bowles here with Prattville Carpet, but it's going to voicemail, which I think means he's busy, which is a good thing. Those guys there, Prattville Carpet folks, they're always working and working hard. They'll literally go the extra mile for a free in-home measurement. Now, why would you want to call up 285-8117 and say, hey, ask me, Joey told me to ask you about the free in-home measurement? Because, well, they come to you and do that measurement. Maybe you're looking to recarpet the bedroom or the living room. Maybe you want to put hardwood down in the hallway. It could be you want to redo the kitchen or the bathroom with ceramic tile. They'll stop by. They'll measure the area that you're looking to resurface. And that way, once you pick out the product you want to use, and again, they can bring samples to you of all their many different products, from traditional hardwood, carpet, laminate products, luxury vinyl plank, ceramic tile. Once you pick out exactly what you want, they'll know what it's going to cost, what it's going to take to get the job done. And, well, once you pull the trigger, it will be so. It will be done. So get that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that that Joey fella on the radio sent you. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get some parting shots in. Trying to think about, do we learn anything today? Yeah, not really. It's kind of more the same. We learned that there's always more folks looking to up taxes here in the state of Alabama. We've learned that, well, there's mayhem in the Congress, and Mike Johnson is not exactly secure in his seat. We've learned that Donald Trump is this judge in the Stormy Daniels case, which is an absurd case. That in the Stormy Daniels case, this judge is saying, no, you don't, you got to be here. You can't go to your son's graduation. No, you got to be here. You can't go to a Supreme Court hearing on presidential immunity that's coming up. You have to be right here for this very serious case where you didn't do your books right. And we came up with all sorts of cockamamie laws in order to go after you. Anyway, we learned that today, but we kind of already knew that, right? We learned that, well, Thomas Massie has a big old pair on him going after Mike Johnson, and he's not backing down. We learned that J.D. Vance is a great rising star in the freshman class there up in the United States Senate. And we learned that, well, the Libertarians are trying to ask for your vote again this year. Will you consider them? Well, considering how everything's going, who knows? What a weird year this has been so far, and we've only just begun. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ray. I missed your call.
I just did the ad, but I still like talking to you. But how you doing today?
Good. I was helping a customer. I said, I missed my ad. Let me go do my ad. And then, yeah, y'all took care of it. So, as always, thank y'all much. If you need a floor, call me. And I am so ready for November. Who's ready for November?
Yeah, well, we'll get a little reprieve here after runoff day from too many candidates stopping by, but yeah, about summertime, summertime, it's going to get hot and heavy, and I mean politically speaking.
And we get the canyons on top of it this year.
You get the what?
Our nerves are going to be the canyon bugs. Get those in just a few weeks. Yeah.
Do you eat those things?
Cicadas. Terry does. Cicadas. I can't say it. I'm probably dyslexic and trying to pronounce that.
I knew what you meant, but the big buzz, they make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Well, Terry says it's a delicacy of Scotland, so he's collected as many as he can find.
You fry them?
I don't know what he does with them, but once he cooks them up, we'll bring you some. How about that?
Okay. Actually, don't break your back to come bring me those, but...
Yeah, we're bringing you some, Joey. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. And, well, I'm pretty much out of time here. Y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. Well, he's next. We'll all find out together how happy.